Have you ever wondered what actually happens in your brain when you meditate? Well, wonder no more. In today's episode, we're going to explore the neuroscience of meditation and uncover the amazing ways that regular meditation practice can sculpt and strengthen your brain. So, sit back, relax, and let's embark on a journey into the inner workings of the mind. Happiest March meditations, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is a beautiful unicorn. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're keeping the March meditation love going with even more cool knowledge to drop, and I seriously couldn't be happier. Today we're exploring the science of meditation, specifically how meditation changes your brain. Get ready to dive into the neurobiology of mindfulness and discover the incredible ways that meditation can reshape your brain for the better. Before we get our exploration on, let me remind you that March is for minisodes. Yes, baby, I am giving your ears all the love they have been craving. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central for an all-new minisode full of all the meditation magic you never knew you always wanted. This month, we're focusing on cultivating a sustainable meditation practice that is 1. Healing, 2. Inspiring, and 3. Oh, so good for the soul. So make sure you tune in for all the deets about, well, all the things. If you have questions about meditation, supernatural things, paranormal things, Claire, everything, then make sure you share them with me on Instagram, Facebook, email, smoke signal, carrier pigeon, whatever. Listen, I've got you covered. I have all the links in the show notes just for you, so don't miss out. We have fun coming. On Tuesday, March 19th, it is spring equinox, which officially kicks off Ostara from the 19th to the 23rd, and then it's on to the full moon on the 25th. I have spring and Ostara goodness coming up in the next minisode, so make sure you tune in because you don't want to miss out. Now then, let's talk meditation. But before we do, let's set the intention to make this time work best for you. May it be everything you need to help restore calm, balance, peace, and tranquility. If you can safely hit pause on your day, then get into a comfortable position and close your eyes. Take a deep cleansing breath and envision breathing in a beautiful, bright, restorative light. Hold the breath at the top, and then release it along with anything you've been holding on to. Release anything that's been weighing you down and no longer serves you. Do that 2 more times at your own pace, and when you're done, open your eyes and welcome some time just for you. Welcome back to the land of calm, my friend. Let's start by diving into the neuroscience of meditation and how it affects the structure and function of the beautiful brain. Now, you might be wondering, how exactly does sitting still and quieting the mind have any impact on our brain structure and function? Well, the answer lies in the fascinating field of neuroscience. So over the past few decades, scientists have made remarkable discoveries about the effects of meditation on the brain, thanks to advances in neuroimaging technology such as, and don't hate me if I mispronounce these, functional magnetic resonance imaging and electroencephalography. God, that's a tongue twister. So one of the key findings of this research is that regular meditation practice can lead to structural changes in the brain, particularly in regions associated with attention, emotion regulation, and self-awareness. For example, studies have shown that long-term meditators have increased gray matter density in areas such as the prefrontal cortex, which is involved in decision-making and impulse control, and the hippocampus, which is involved in learning and memory. But perhaps the most fascinating of all is the effect of meditation on the default mode network, which is a network of brain regions involved in mind wandering and self-referential thoughts. Through meditation, we can actually quiet the activity of this network, leading to a greater sense of presence and awareness in the present moment. What? Yes. If you're inspired to experience the brain-boosting benefits of meditation for yourself, then I absolutely encourage you to start incorporating meditation into your daily routine. Whether it's a simple mindfulness practice, a loving kindness meditation, or a focused attention meditation, find a technique that resonates with you and make it a regular part of your life. Your brain, body and soul, will thank you for it. All right, so let's talk brainwaves. You may have heard of them before, but what exactly are brainwaves? Well, they're the electrical patterns produced by our brains as they communicate with each other and with the rest of our body. And guess what? Meditation actually has the power to influence and even change these brainwave patterns in some pretty remarkable ways. So, how does meditation affect brainwave activity? Let me break it down. First, meditation has been shown to increase the presence of alpha brainwaves. So alpha waves are associated with a relaxed and calm state of mind, pretty similar to the feeling you experience when you are, say, daydreaming or just before you fall asleep. So by inducing this state of relaxation, meditation actually helps to reduce stress and promote a sense of inner peace. Next up, we have theta brainwaves. So these are the brainwaves associated with deep relaxation, creativity, and insight. So during meditation, especially in deeper states of practice, the brain produces more theta waves, allowing for greater access to our subconscious mind and facilitating profound insights and personal growth. And let's not forget about the elusive delta brainwaves. These are the slowest brainwaves, usually associated with deep sleep and unconsciousness. While we don't usually experience delta waves during meditation, some advanced meditators have been shown to exhibit increased delta activity, indicating a state of deep relaxation and connection to the unconscious mind. You know, hashtag goals. Lastly, we have gamma brainwaves. So these are the fastest brainwaves and are associated with heightened states of consciousness, peak performance, and moments of insight and inspiration. Studies have shown that experienced meditators have exhibited increased gamma activity, suggesting a state of heightened awareness and expanded consciousness. Again, hashtag goals. So if the idea of tapping into different brainwave states through meditation is a vibe, then I absolutely encourage you to explore different meditation techniques and see how they affect your brainwave activity and subjective experience. Whether you're drawn to mindfulness, loving kindness, or transcendental meditation, there's a practice out there that is oh so perfect for you. So don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. All right, let's talk brains. Did you know that meditation isn't just good for your mental and emotional well-being? It's also like hitting the gym for your brain, giving it a serious workout, and keeping it in tip-top shape. So what are the benefits of meditation for brain health and cognitive function? Well, let's chat. First, meditation has been shown to increase gray matter density in the brain. That's right. Regular meditation practice can actually lead to structural changes in the brain, particularly in areas associated with memory, learning, and emotional regulation. It's like giving your brain a makeover from the inside out. Next up, we have improved focus and concentration. So studies have found that meditation enhances attention control and cognitive flexibility, which allows you to stay focused and alert even in the face of distractions. It's like giving your brain a pair of noise-canceling headphones, minus the actual headphones, you know? And let's not forget about memory. Meditation has been shown to boost both short-term and long-term memory, making it easier to retain and recall information, which I absolutely need more of that. It's like giving your brain a supercharged filing system, ensuring that nothing gets lost in the shuffle. Oh, but wait, there's more. Meditation also has a protective effect on the brain, helping to stave off age-related cognitive decline and reduce the risk of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia. It is like giving your brain a suit of armor, protecting it from the ravages of time. And last but definitely not least, meditation promotes overall brain health by reducing stress and inflammation, improving sleep quality, and enhancing mood, all of which are crucial for maintaining a healthy brain and preventing cognitive decline. If you're ready to prioritize your brain health and unlock the full potential of your beautiful mind, then I highly encourage you to make meditation a regular part of your self-care routine. Whether you're looking to boost cognitive function, enhance emotional resilience, or simply cultivate a greater sense of well-being, meditation has something to offer everyone. So don't wait. Start meditating today and watch as your brain transforms right before your eyes. So how can you harness the power of meditation to boost your brain health and cognitive function? Well, it's easier than you think. Here are a few simple and familiar steps to help you get started. Carve out time for meditation each day, even if it's just a few minutes. Honestly, consistency is key. Find a comfortable and quiet space where you can meditate without distractions. It could be a cozy corner of your home or a peaceful spot out in nature. Choose a technique that resonates with you, whether it's mindfulness, breathing awareness, or loving kindness meditation. Just experiment and figure out what feels right for you. Settle into your meditation posture, close your eyes, and begin to focus on your breath and chosen meditation object. Let go of any distractions and simply be present in the moment. Lastly, be patient and compassionate with yourself. Meditation is a practice, and it's okay if your mind wanders or if you find it challenging at first. Honestly, the more you practice, the easier it's going to become. And that, my love, brings us to the end of our mini exploration of the science of meditation and how it can change your brain. I hope you found this informative and inspiring, and that you feel empowered to start your own meditation practice and reap the numerous benefits for your brain and overall well-being. Just remember, the mind is such a powerful tool. Let's harness its potential and create a life filled with peace, clarity, and joy. If you enjoyed this minisode, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune into The Medium Matters every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the month of March at 10 a.m. Central for an all-new special minisode from me to you. Make sure you head over to themediummatters.com to join our mailing list, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and spend a little quality time with me on the socials for even more love. Be on the lookout for Spring Equinox and Ostara goodies coming up in the next minisode, because you know what? It's time for us to get in bloom. With that, I hope you make beautiful magic, my friend. See you next minisode.